Taco Canyon to the north, and Otero Mesa to the south in New Mexico are among 12 places in the country deemed to be too wild to drill on a recent list put out by the Wilderness Society. These lands are threatened by oil and gas development, according to Neil Shader, a communications manager for the Wilderness Society, who describes Otero Mesa as the Serengeti of the Southwest.
It's kind of a hidden gem. It's on the one hand, it's this huge area, 1.2 million acres, but at the same time, it's sort of tucked away near the New Mexico-Texas border. It's a very wild area. There's incredible wildlife there. Hundreds of different migratory birds fly through there every year. And it's an area that you might not think of, in part because it is kind of a little bit out of the way. But it's still both threatened by oil and gas drilling and an incredible landscape. It's one of the largest remaining intact Chihuahuan grasslands, which is kind of a rare ecosystem. Like I said, it's home to hundreds of different types of birds. You've got mountain lions, mule deer, prairie dogs, just a almost like a Serengeti-like experience in terms of wildlife, but here in America.
Is there a proper balance between drilling and conservation?
There can be. And that's one of the things that we're really trying to push for. So far, even in this presidential administration, there have been more than 6 million acres leased out to oil and gas companies to drill. But, scarcely more than 2.5 million have been set aside for conservation. So what we want to see is sort of we want to see conservation and energy put on equal ground. We want them treated equally, and we want to see a better balance for oil and gas drilling and conservation.
Some of the other places included in the list are the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska, Desolation Canyon in Utah, and the George Washington National Forest in Virginia. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.